KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, some light rain, and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 11 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation over the past 24 hours. Our forecast is calling for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high around 73. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In our news, the body of Omaha police officer Carrie Orozco will be laid to rest today after a funeral service in Omaha and burial services in Council Bluffs. Orozco was shot to death Wednesday by a fugitive who was fatally wounded by another officer. Orozco was 29. She lived in Council Bluffs and was a native of Walnut. Her funeral is scheduled to begin in Omaha at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church at Creighton University. The Omaha Police Department says church seating is being limited only to family and groups selected by the family. The funeral will be broadcast, however, at the CenturyLink Center in downtown Omaha. Burial will follow at St. Joseph's Cemetery on the east side of Council Bluffs. Law enforcement officials have asked the public to line the 8.5-mile-long procession route. Police encourage those who want to show support to wear blue and bring signs and banners to display along the route. The main span of the route will cover Douglas Street in Omaha and West Broadway, East Canesville Boulevard in Council Bluffs. The Council Bluffs Police Department is shutting down all of West Broadway in both directions, beginning at around 12:30 p.m. Eastbound traffic on Canesville Boulevard from 8th Street to North Avenue will also be closed. Canesville Boulevard and West Broadway will be reopened when the funeral procession is complete. And in addition, McPherson Avenue will be closed from North Avenue to Indian Hills Road while the procession is underway. Two Central Iowa residents were injured in a pickup versus motorcycle accident Monday afternoon east of Greenfield in Adair County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2012 Chevy pickup driven by 62-year-old Harold Adams of Ankeny was traveling east on Highway 92 and slowing to a stop, waiting to turn north onto the Stewart Road, when an eastbound 2011 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by 52-year-old Daniel Bruce of Norwalk failed to stop in time. The cycle, also occupied by 53-year-old Rhonda Bruce of Norwalk, collided with the rear of the pickup. Both vehicles came to rest at the point of impact in the upright position. The accident happened at around 2:30 p.m. Monday. Daniel Bruce was flown by Mercy One helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines, while Rhonda Bruce was transported by Adair Rescue to the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. A report on their conditions is not available. Road construction work on Highway 6th or 7th Street here in Atlantic is scheduled to start today. Earlier this month, Scott Sewer, District 4 Transportation Planner for the Iowa Department of Transportation Office based in Atlantic, said the contractor had intended to shut down the roadway after the morning commute. The roadway would remain closed from the intersection of Olive Street eastward to just past Burger King until the project is complete. Now, the project may be delayed, however, due to the weather or availability of a milling machine. If there are any changes in plans for construction to begin today, we'll let you know here on KJAN and on the web at KJAN.com. The Iowa Department of Transportation is launching an annual effort to determine how many cars, trucks, and other vehicles are using the state, county, and city roadways. The DOT's Mark Hansen says that this summer, most of the employees monitoring traffic will be stationed in an area north of Highway 30 and west of Interstate 35.
I'll have manual counters sitting at a roadway intersection counting and classifying vehicles and looking at the turning movements. And literally, it's all across northwest Iowa.
Many employees will spend peak hours between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. at one location, counting the morning, noon, and evening traffic.
One thing we look at is the turning movements at a particular intersection. And this is important, for instance, if there's a lot of traffic that is turning left. And if we have a left turn lane there, or if a city has a left turn lane there, we may need to extend that left turn lane so more cars fit in the queue, or we double that left turn lane for more capacity there.
In addition to the manual count each summer, the DOT also employs automated traffic recording equipment statewide.
We do have roughly 180 automatic traffic recorders across the state that are counting traffic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for us. that help us to establish trends in the traffic patterns.
Another data collection method involves a van with two mounted cameras that collect 200 images per mile. This year, that van is covering the northern half of the state. Hansen says all the data collected by the DOT helps the agency plan the future of Iowa's roadway system. In the funeral announcements, Mildred Hoffman, age 101 of Panama, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Mildred Hoffman will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Betty Griffith, age 93 of Walnut, died Thursday. Funeral services for Betty Griffith will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Charles Hicks, age 58 of Glenwood and formerly of the Oakland and Council Bluffs areas, died Wednesday at the Glenwood Hospice House. Funeral services for Charles Hicks will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church in Oakland. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Don Lauritsen, age 80 of Hamlin, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Don Lauritsen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Winifred Mueller, age 100 of Atlantic, died May 19th in Urbandale. Funeral services for Winifred Mueller will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. And Donald Norris, age 70 of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. Services for Donald Norris are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.